This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, APN, and we're live on the show floor at Converge 2013, the IAUG event. We're sitting down with Richard English, who's the Director of Strategic Consulting for Avaya Professional Services. Welcome to the podcast, Richard.
Good morning, Fletch.
Avaya Pro Services, obviously, there's that includes the group that are technicians, the guys that go out on the street. Is that part of what you do?
No, actually, I'm with Strategic Consulting, and we do planning and strategy, requirements analysis, user adoption, helping our customers better leverage Avaya technology.
So you're not the guy that actually goes out and racks and stacks the equipment?
No, I'm not.
And there's probably good reason behind
there that. There probably is. However, I used to. In my career, you know, I kind of grew up through the telecommunications industry, so I know it from top to bottom.
So from strategic consulting, what's your charter and scope? What does that involve?
Well, actually, we provide counsel to enterprise clients to really assess their communications and collaboration assets and make sure that they're aligned with their business objectives. We conduct analysis, recommendations, planning, migration to help organizations better engage with their customers, contain costs, differentiate their business, and help them realize their strategic vision.
So you've got a whole suite of offerings then that you offer as a strategic consultant.
Yeah, we're involved in advisory consulting, contact center optimization consulting, social media, SIP transformation, as well as emerging cloud offers now. Helping customers decide what's the best option for me, a customer-provided equipment, a hosted managed service offering, cloud offerings, it just depends.
So you kind of come in and assist those strategic teams within a customer's environment and provide the technical acumen on new technologies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know I've worked with you, with a couple of customers on E911 offerings.
Right.
That's a very complex topic, and we bring a lot of value to the table, really.
Well, yeah, and as you have done a great job over the past couple of years, customers just believe 911 is the old 911, and in reality, there is a architectural transformation that's occurring that, flatten, consolidate, extend philosophy that has a significant operational impact on 911 and how it functions accurately to the best of the ability for the customer.
So yeah, that offering right there kind of helps the customer wade through the muck, right, and get down to the nitty gritty on kind of what needs to be done. What are some of the other primary tasks that customers engage you for?
Kind of looking just advisory. So we're probably at the front end of Avaya Professional Services in the planning and development stages and helping them understand the roadmap of where they can go. So we may assess their current assets and say, well, there's a couple of options you can take, provide recommendations to do that. Once a business or a technology plan is defined, we'll do a handoff to our advanced solution architects who actually do the design work that articulates the roadmap for the customer at a detailed design level. And once the customer concurs that is the direction they want to take and that design and implementation plan is defined, it would be turned over to program management and implementation staff to actually get the project completed and operational for the customer.
Now, one of the topics you have on the session list is highlighting the customer case study that you did for Marriott, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We actually have co-presented with Marriott here at IAUG regarding SIP transformation, and they were struggling to understand how to get started with their SIP transformation project and what SIP trunking meant to them and what was the impact. Marriott, very large global enterprise, and sometimes they just need help getting things started. So actually, they met with us. They attended a presentation last year at IAUG, and they heard what strategic consulting could offer. And they said, let's talk about this and let's see where we can go. We prepared a statement of work. We got engaged with Marriott, and over the course of the subsequent months, we completed a SIP economic assessment for them, which identified their transformation from TDM trunking to SIP trunking, and the costs associated and the cost savings that could be realized. They took that report, they validated it with their carriers, and that gave them an actionable plan to say, let's move forward with their senior management. And Marriott was extremely gracious to co-present with us and tell their story, which is great to have a client tell the story as a testimonial of the success of the consulting engagement.
And it's an easy ask when you saved them a boatload of money, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it just goes to show, really, the value of this conference is really not a sales environment. It's a technology show. It's an education show. It's where customers can come and learn about new technologies, learn about new methods, practices, etc. And this is a perfect example where someone came to the show, learned something new, applied it, and put a bunch of money back in their pocket.
Yeah, I think IAUG provides an excellent balance between educational sessions and educational sessions that aren't necessarily provided by vendors, but even customers and customers explaining their story and their roadmap and what they've done, because there's good and bad in every deployment. And then the other side of the balance is, and they can come to the show and they walk on the show floor and actually see product, and it becomes more of a sales environment, demonstration environment. So IAUG does a great job at balancing education and technology showcasing.
Fantastic. We're talking with Richard English, who's the Director of Strategic Consulting at Avaya Professional Services. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Mark Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.